Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network for giving me this wonderful opportunity to bring this show to the public, where we will be talking about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki, its discovery, roots, practice, and more, and the wonderful things that Reiki can do for you. Reiki is a universal life force energy. It is an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Reiki is a blessing and instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, personal, and spiritual development. The number here in studio, if you'd like to call in, is 347-677-0699. And I invite you to all call in if you have any questions or comments. If you'd like to speak about Reiki yourself, whether you're a practitioner or a non-practitioner, we are here to help you know all about Reiki and enjoy it and learn about Reiki and also many other different things, because the founder of Reiki, Mikao Usui, was very interested in many, many different things in life. He was interested in, of course, personal and spiritual growth and spirituality. He was interested in and very accomplished in the martial arts. He was interested in religion and philosophy and peoples of all different areas of the world and whatever subjects you could think of he had an interest in. He dabbled and investigated into many different things. He was a man who was full of life and at the same time searching for the actual meaning of life. So he is a very, very interesting person, very generous, kind, educated, compassionate human being. And we're going to be talking about tonight the how Reiki can help your everyday life. But before we get to that, I would like to let you know that if you want to contact me or know anything about my Reiki practice, you can visit my website, which is www.violetrosereiki.com. You can email me at rose@violetrosereiki.com. I'm also on Facebook under Violet Rose Reiki. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on, good Lord, Tumblr. There's so many different places. If it's a social network, you'll find me on quite a few of them. So, and it's always Violet Rose Reiki. And I have really, really wonderful news for all of you guys tonight. Something I'm very, very proud of. And it really has done a lot to make me happy today and keep this happiness vibe flowing. I started a page almost 3 years ago now, and the name of the page is Reiki Ward. And on that page, we take Reiki healing requests, and anyone is free to submit a healing request. You put it up on the Reiki Ward page the same way you would put up a post on your friend's page. It's not a very difficult thing. And we accept healing requests for humans and for animals. And we work on them 24 hours a day. We have quite a large amount of Reiki practitioners that volunteer so generously their time. And they check the posts and they start to send Reiki. And we also put the requests on Reiki Ward's Healing Crystal Grid, which is a crystal grid, a Reiki grid set up for 24/7 continuous healing. The grid is kept well charged and well monitored by yours truly. And Reiki Ward today, we have hit the number. We have hit 2,000 likes on Reiki Ward. So I'm liking it that there are 2,000 people out there who like Reiki Ward and what we do and what we have accomplished in the past almost 3 years. Our anniversary is July 27th, and it's a wonderful thing, and it's a very good thing to know that what you're doing is really helping and having a very good success rate. And when I say success rate, I mean that we're getting a lot of healing done, that we're having a lot of people feel good, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, about themselves, their loved ones, or their pets, their animals. People are feeling good. And really, no amount of money could make you feel good, can give you that feeling that you're feeling good and everything is just wonderful. So we're really, really happy that we have made a difference, that we have contributed to many people and have changed their lives for the better, for the positive. And we love what we do, and we're going to keep doing it. So visit Reiki Ward. You just type in Reiki Ward as a page. Look for it as a page because it's not a regular wall. It's a page. And put in your request and feel free to share the link with your family and your friends. Reiki Ward also does 2 to 3 rounds of healing a day. So we're always plugging away. Next, let's get to the subject at hand. How Reiki can help your everyday life. Well, there's a lot of things that you can do with Reiki, and maybe you've thought of them. If you're actually using Reiki in your everyday life and having a grand old time doing it, maybe you've discovered something that most people don't speak about, or maybe it hasn't been thought of before. Because there's a lot of stuff out there on how to use Reiki every day, but maybe you're doing something unique that only you have come up with, you thought of. Call in 347-677-0699, and let's chat about it. I'm always interested in learning new things. And it's funny because have you ever been in the middle of your office and been in the middle of work and doing your stuff and thought, wow, I wish I could do Reiki right here and now? And sometimes, I know I personally have used it, and in the strangest of ways. But I mean, one time I used Reiki to help start my car. My battery died in the car. And I said, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. And I Reiki'd my car battery. I Reiki'd the car battery for about 15 minutes. And then got back in the car and went to start it up. And voila, it started up. And also, shielding yourself with Reiki. You know, the world's getting bigger every day. And more people are coming into it. And more people are wandering around it. So before you step into the world, because when we're home, it's like our own little sacred space, protected space, because, you know, everyone and their mother's not traipsing through your home. It's your own little private area. But when you step into it and you go out from your little safe place, it's nice if you can put up a protective shield. Now, you can think of this as an invisible layer of clothing protecting you from all the energetic debris flying around. I can be an emotional psychic sponge at times and find grounding to be something I must consciously do. Not every Reiki practitioner is sensitive to others' emotions, baggage, etc. By sensitive, I mean you may be more grounded and less likely to react from an emotional place. Shielding yourself can be incredibly beneficial for you to move through your day. Now, you say, how do you do this? This is something great to do as soon as you wake up. You can even do this while still in bed hitting the snooze button on your alarm. Place your palms on yourself, one hand on your heart, and one hand on your solar plexus. That's in the belly area, if you don't know. And breathe deeply and set an intention to protect yourself and invite only positive energies. Make sure you use only positive, reaffirming words. Refrain from using phrases like, I do not want any negative energies. Don't use any words that, like, no, not negative. Don't use those kind of words. Say, I want and embrace all wonderful, beautiful things and positive energies to flow around me today, or something like that. Begin to channel Reiki how you normally would, and imagine a sheer force field around you. You can be as creative as you want in how this looks to you. I've visualized a box, a cone, a pyramid, a bubble, an egg, whatever works for you. If you are attuned to any Reiki levels that could use symbols, visualize or draw these in the air around you, and you are now protected today. One exercise I used to use, I still use it now, on and off, I've grown in how I envision the protections, was to draw Chokere, symbol number one, in front of me, in back of me, on either side, above my head and below my feet. And once I had all those Chokere symbols drawn around me, I would then enclose myself in a clear bubble with white light around the bubble and another circle of blue light, envisioning the Archangel Michael's protection. And that worked out really well. Go through it, practice with it. Don't be afraid to play with different strategies. If you have questions, ask another practitioner, your Reiki master, ask someone, what do you think of this? If you're not sure, ask. And you know, you'll learn different techniques. You will feel what's right for you. Another way to use Reiki every day is morning energy. Maybe you're not a morning person, or maybe you had a late night whatever the culprit, sending yourself some energy boosting Reiki can work wonders and help you stay focused throughout your day. I like to visualize Reiki symbols during my morning meditation session. And how you could do this is do this while in bed, or if you prefer sitting or standing, place your palms on yourself, one hand on your heart, the other on the solar plexus. Breathe deeply and set an intention to feel awake, energized, and focused. Allow the Reiki to begin to flow. Call in the Reiki symbols for increased energy. When you feel the Reiki stop, tap your thymus gland gently 21 times. This gland is a few inches below your throat in the center of your chest, kind of below your throat above your heart. This stimulates your immune system and your own ki, your own energy. While working out, I like to visualize the call in the increased energy when my body feels fatigued. This gives you something to focus on, as well as the benefits of Reiki. Another wonderful method of gaining energy or revving up your own energy would be to practice, and I've used this when I was really almost falling asleep after having a late night or what have you, is to do the microcosmic orbit. Those of you who are Reiki practitioners and never thought of using this method before, I highly suggest it to you because it helps you with the, it really does help you to build up your energy and increase it. So like I said, it's great when you've had a really late night and you can't stay, you know, you've had already a pot of coffee and it's not helping. So try that. Another way that we could use Reiki every day. Reiki your food. How many of you Reiki your food every day? Show of hands. Well, I'm not going to see them, so no, never mind. No show of hands. Reiki your food. It's just like praying over your food. You can also send Reiki to your meal and get the most out of the nutrients in it. You can also protect yourself from what you do not want, like all of those added hormones, GMOs, fillers, etc., that seem to be commonplace in most foods in the United States. How do you do this, you say? Personally, I say a prayer before I eat, and then if I want to add Reiki, I will hold my hands palm side down over my food and send Reiki. This does not have to be a long process. I have found that non-human things like food, plants, tend to receive Reiki faster. Or perhaps it feels like the flow is a bit easier. I don't know why, but when it comes to things of that nature, food and plants, they do absorb it very much quickly and smoother than when you're doing it on a person or an animal, so to speak. All my plants are Reiki. I had an incident many years ago where I was planting with a friend of mine, and she had stepped on one of my plants and mashed it. And my poor little plant, there he was, mashed on the ground. And it like came into my mind like a light bulb went off, and I thought, Reiki the plant, yeah, you know. So I had Reiki the plant, given it about, you know, 5-10 minutes of Reiki, and proceeded, you know, water the whole thing. And that plant grew to be the most beautiful plant with flowers, everything. It gifted me flowers. And come fall, all of the other plants down the row from this one, they started to wither and they started to dry up and get that fall-like look to them, and I knew they were going to be going. But this little guy, the Reiki plant, This little guy still had flowers. His leaves were nice and green and juicy and vibrant, and he was just kept going. And I live in New York, so that plant really continued on and made it to nearly Thanksgiving. It was amazing. All the other plants were gone, and there was the little Reiki guy who's still going strong, and it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, in addition to Reikiing your food, you can also Reiki your vitamins, your supplements, and your medications. Now, I do not advocate for or against medicine. You take it when you need to. Your doctor says you have to take this pill. And I know a lot of us don't like taking pills and medication, but if you have to, you have to. But I believe that Reiki and medicine can coexist. Now, on television, there are so many medicine commercials, like a multitude of, and that they list a multitude of all the potential side effects. I can't help to think how terrible it is that some people have to take a medication for a chronic issue and are basically gambling with potential side effects. It's like you listen to the side effects, and you say, well, the side effects are almost worse than the condition or the disease that I'm taking this medication for. And then it scares the life out of you. Then you don't know what to do, because do I take the medication? And some of them are life-threatening, or I deal with the disease. What do I do? However, you can Reiki your medicine with the intent to receive the benefits, receive all of the benefits of said medication and not the negative side effects. So to do this, you would ground and center yourself with a few deep cleansing breaths. Set your intention to feel good and accept only the positive healing benefits of the medication. And name the pill, whatever the medication is called, name the pill, with grace and ease. Then visualize yourself feeling happy and completely healthy. Hold the bottle of pills in both hands and begin channeling Reiki. You can use any or all of the symbols if you desire. You're now ready to take the pill, whatever the name is. And if you take it with water, you can also Reiki your water. Now, I also use Reiki water for my plants, and they do beautiful. I drink Reiki water, whatever I'm drinking. If I'm drinking water, green tea, whatever, hand over the glass, set the intention, Reiki the water, Reiki the liquid. Another use for Reiki. You can Reiki your transportation routes and parking. Now, little did I know, when I was a young girl sitting in the back of my dad's car, we would be driving and we'd be going somewhere and I'd be really in a rush to get there. And we'd be in traffic, and sitting behind my daddy, I would take my hand and I would start drawing in the air. And I never knew what I was drawing in the air. But all I knew was it worked. And many, many, many years later, when I came to Reiki, and I was in my second level class, and this is where you learn your symbols and things, I realized that what I was drawing was the power symbol, was Chokurei, or symbol number one. And to this day, I still use it. Any traffic jam, any problem, the tunnel's not moving, the highway's not moving, two people are like the wrong way down the block where I have to get through, and they're like having an argument, or they're making these
complicated K-turns, and then I'm like, okay, Chokeray, we have to clear this. And it works. It worked back then. It works now. Although now I realize when I was a child, I didn't know what I was doing. And now when I got older and I've taken the Reiki, I was like, this is what that was with all that drawing. Same thing as in level one, when I learned biosense scanning, the hand going along the body, I remember the tales that were told about my grandfather. And the people used to bring their young babies to my grandfather back in Brooklyn in the day, in the early 1900s. And Grandpa would hold the baby in his left hand, and he would pass his right hand over the baby and pray. Now, in those days, it was praying. And for us that practice Reiki, it's practicing Reiki. However, whatever Grandpa was doing was healing these children. And within 24 hours or so, whatever they had would be gone. So I'm very blessed to come from a grandpa who was a healer, and another grandpa actually who was a psychic medium. And both of these gifts come from energy. And I have been working with energy my entire life. And didn't really know it until I got older and I took Reiki, and I've come to learn what energy really is. So just sharing my gratitude and my blessings with you guys. So with the transportation and everything, one thing also is good. Before you get in your car, it's good to Reiki the car. Draw whatever symbol you're inclined to. Could, you know, if it's just Chokeray, or if you want to do all the symbols over the car, put Reiki on your car. And also the people who will be near or around your car, any passengers riding with you. And that should about do it and take care of it. It's also great when you're following directions to a new destination and you're unsure of how to get there, you can draw Reiki over whatever route you've mapped out to get you there. And drawing the Reiki or sending Reiki over the map, or if you have GPS, Reiki your GPS gadget. I'm still using maps. I get lost when I use GPS, but Reiki your GPS. And if you guys are like me and you're using maps or drawings or you've written out the route, Reiki it. And your transportation and getting from one place to the other, your routes, will, you know, everything will open up and flow freely. Another good thing is for parking. Send the distance symbol to go ahead of you and find you a parking space. And you'll find one. And also visualize traffic lanes being smooth and being wide open. And also, while driving, you can turn your steering wheel into a wheel of protection with Reiki. Because you could draw the symbols on the steering wheel, and every time you turn it, you're drawing a symbol of Reiki. And that, while you're driving, can be used as a protection. If you're traveling on a plane, a train, a bus, simply place one hand on the wall and the other on your belly or lap and begin flowing Reiki. It's a wonderful thing. We're going to take a brief pause. And again, if you'd like to call in when we get back, the number here in studio is 347-677-0699. Thank you.
I'm back. One thing I thought about in the break that I'd like to inform you guys of, Pamela Miles, who was my guest last week, and wonderful author of book on Reiki, Comprehensive Guide, and she does wonderful things for Reiki. Pamela has a campaign going now. Big red ball, and inside it says self-Reiki. And there are a lot of practitioners, a lot of Reiki practitioners of all levels who forget self-Reiki. And I find this a common thread among people who do healing work and who are facilitators of healing. They're so concerned with helping others, and we're all so preoccupied with helping others that we forget many times to help ourselves, and not even just help ourselves, but to self-treat or take care of self first. So this self-Reiki campaign is the best. It reminds all Reiki practitioners to start with themselves. And self-Reiki is an important, integral part of being a Reiki practitioner. And that self-Reiki should be practiced every day, once in the morning, once in the evening. And if you're a student of mine and you're listening, you know that once you learn in my level one class how to do self-Reiki, the self-treatment, I ask you when you come back for that second level, do you do self-treatment every day? And most, I don't know, it's maybe a 60-40 split. 60 say they do, 40 say they don't. I'd like to say most do, but no, I can't. It's a 60-40 split. So then that 40%, I'm saying, please make sure that you do self-treatment every day, self-Reiki, because I know you want to help people. We all want to help people. We're all help addicts, and we love it, and we would do it for free if we didn't have to pay for food, gas, a roof over our head, clothing, all those necessary things. But think of it this way. If you have one of those big slushy sized containers full of water, and you're in a room with 12 people, and or even full of slushy, whatever, but And all of a sudden, this room that you're in wherever this office or what have you, the electricity goes out. And there you are, 13 people, and this is all you've got. And it's summertime, and it's hot. And maybe a couple of other people have those little tiny bottles of water, maybe have those baby bottles of water or what have you, or other people have none at all. And in true helping style, if you were there at that particular time and you didn't have your slushy full to the top, let's say you had it and there was nothing in it. Well, and everybody else is thirsty and they have nothing or they have very little. The longer you're stuck in that room, the thirstier people are going to get. And if yours was full, you could take it and you could divide it where everyone would have a little something to quench their thirst before help arrived. So in a situation like that, you have this big container full of liquid and everyone needs a little, and there you are doling out the libation and saving the day because now no one is thirsty and no one is, you know, in pain or distressed. And it's the same thing with Reiki. If you're empty, if you are not doing your self-treatment, And you're so distracted with trying to help people or doing things to your husband, wife, kids, friends, whatever. And you're energetically depleted. Well, then you really can't go on and help another person. So in the interest of doing what you love to do best, help yourself first by doing self-Reiki, and then you're good to go. It's just like in the airplanes when you're flying, they will tell you, mothers, fathers, do not take the air mask and put it on your child first. Put it on yourself, and then put it on your children. I know a lot of us were taught to think that taking care of self was selfish, but that's a negative connotation. And now in 2014, we should all awaken and enlighten to the point where we know taking care of ourselves is not selfish, but rather it's a very good thing so that we are there to help other people. Reiki on, people, self-Reiki, and then go forth and Reiki whoever else needs it and requests it. Now, a part of self-Reiki is also reciting your precepts, your Reiki precepts daily. And the Reiki precepts was Mikao Usui's almost recipe for life. He brought us these five precepts to use as a powerful healing tool that can help you come into alignment with your inner truth. And that's another thing. Reiki is really about you and about your inner truth and what's going on inside of you and how you can develop and awaken all the wonderful things that are within you. And many use the precepts lightly as a way of thinking about work and worry and anger, but they do contain a powerful healing mystery in and of themselves. These were meant as a pattern for living a life of constant peace and harmony. They're not something to struggle to attain, but rather, if you look closely, you'll see a treasure map to living life, a life of wonder, joy, and awe. Though these precepts appear in various wordings from book to book and teacher to teacher, they're all basically the same, with one exception. Not all versions begin with the words "just for today." Now, when this was handed down from Usui Sensei, in the records that I've seen, it starts out "just for today." And it's like a 12-step program, because all we could ask of ourselves is one day at a time. You can't take something and self-awareness and self-enlightenment and self-growth, spiritual growth. All of these things take time. So you do it one step at a time, one day at a time. And I always have likened another wonderful teacher who has done so much in helping people grow and become spiritually aware and spiritually awake and helped people develop growing in the area of self-mastery, which actually is what Reiki is all about, has been all about. But this gentleman is Don Miguel Ruiz. He wrote a book called The Four Agreements. And I always see his four agreements very much in line with the five precepts. And the four agreements are, one, be impeccable with your word. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. There we go again. How many times growing up have we heard negative things said about us by either our parents, older siblings, classmates, relatives, friends, all negative connotations, and we start to accept it. We start to believe it. The longer we keep getting hit with these words, these unimpeccable words, the more we start to accept that that's the way things are. So starting with you, be impeccable with your word. Also, you don't want to drop negative energy into your surroundings. It's like I'm on a campaign lately in this Mercury retrograde, which has been kind of hard. No drama. I'm not your drama llama and not your drama mama, and I don't want to know about the drama. Because what drama does is drama tends to incite negative ions or negative energy, and the more you're talking about drama, the more negative energy you're building up around you and whoever else you're engaged in this discussion with. It's not doing either one of you any good. I'm not saying ignore everyone, but if you see something that's going a little over and becoming dramatic, just step away from the drama. Don't invite drama into your life. Don't invite negative speak, negative talk, negative ideals and ideas that are being foisted upon you. Just don't do it. And make sure that your words are always in the direction of truth and love. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. Because nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own dream. Now, Don Miguel Ruiz's entire thing here in the Four Agreements is that we have all been taught a dream that belongs to someone else. We are the creators of our own dream, and that's what we need to do. That's how we grow personally and spiritually. We forget and release the dream we've been taught, and we start to create our own dream. When you're immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of needless suffering. It's like, how many people live their lives, oh, what is this person going to think? What is that person going to think? What is this class going to think? Or this person, this teacher, this company, whatever, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. When you can honestly say that you don't care about what people think of you because you are living your own life, your own way, no fear, then you're in a good place, and then a lot of suffering ends. The third agreement, don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. In other words, be real. All this gameplay, like, oh, when a woman says no, she really means yes. Or if someone asks you a question, maybe. What do you mean maybe? Yes or no? Everyone's afraid to be true. Everyone's afraid to be true to themselves. Everyone's afraid to be open and honest. And again, afraid. This is all coming from fear. It's all fear-based. And you cannot have love in a fear-based environment. And we're all searching for love, right? Everybody wants love. But love doesn't live in fear. So be as open and as clear as you can be. And the fourth agreement, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you're healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. Now, upon reading these four agreements and learning these four agreements, many people have their eyes open to a new possibility for living life. They get excited when they see the potential for happiness, love, and respect with themselves and their relationships. What they fail to see is the challenges and resistance the mind will have to living just one of the agreements. Don Miguel briefly mentions these challenges in his book, but people fixate on the four chapters with the agreements and seem to miss these other important points. This is often the setup for expectations that lead to disappointment and frustration. So if you buy the book, The Four Agreements, and you read, just don't read The Four Agreements and go, okay, that was a great book, I've got the agreements. Read the entire book. Read every word in the book. And this way, you will see what you've been missing. And this book, if you're not a Reiki practitioner, this kind of guides you along the lines of what people who practice Reiki, what they are living, okay? And the five precepts, you don't really need to be a Reiki practitioner. They're all over the place. You can find them. And you could use them in a daily morning meditation as well, because this works for everyone. The five precepts, just for today, I will not worry. Do you know how worry can make a person sick? You start to worry, you lose energy. You start to worry, the monkey mind never shuts off. And if the monkey mind never shuts off, you have no peace. Your mind is not clear because you've got this worry factory going on. How many times have you heard it said that 95% of the things that we worry about never come to pass? So think about what you could be doing with those brain cells that you're using to worry with. What else could you be doing with them? You could be doing a lot of stuff. You could be inventing something that would, save the world, save people, save crops, save animals, do good for the rest of the world. So, but you're sitting there worrying. Do not worry. Second precept, do not anger. Again, do you have any idea what the emotion of anger does to you on a physical level alone, not to mention the mental, emotionally and spiritually? It's like a fire. When that anger comes up from the belly or from wherever, it comes, and you are engulfed in the flames of anger, you're taking years off your life. You're stressing yourself out. Anger has never helped anyone. Third precept, honor your parents, teachers, and elders. Which to me means honor everyone outside of yourself. I mean, you honor yourself, but also honor everyone else that you are elbow to elbow with and then some throughout the day. The next precept, earn your living honestly. Okay? if you are aware and conscious of all of your true being right here, right now, you cannot possibly violate yourself or another. It's only in the unconsciousness of fear, a symptom of living too much in the future, or anger, resentment, or guilt, a symptom of living too much in the past, that someone would work at a position or do a conduct in their work in such a way that was not in alignment with his or her truest calling, or something that was doing damage in some way to others in the world. Clearly rooted in the now, there is trust and knowing, love and truth. You would be working for good, and the world would respond in kind towards supporting your well-being. Again, don't get caught up in drama. Don't get caught up in gossip. And this applies to in your day-to-day working in a job, and it also applies to day-to-day doing your work on yourself. We're all a work in progress, and we all need to work on ourselves daily. Otherwise, there's no change. There's no growth. We're not even living. We're existing. And the fifth precept, just for today, show gratitude to every living thing. Now, the principles come closest to the belief of the system founder, Mikao Usui, who was a Tendai Buddhist. If you go into Buddhist teachings, you will encounter the concept of reincarnation, where you're told that during the millions of incarnations you've had, literally all sentient beings have been your mother in one lifetime or another, and should be honored and given gratitude simply for giving you birth and life. The blending of lifetimes, again, is found most clearly in the now. If you sit quietly, peacefully, noticing the stillness of nature in which sound and movement arises, you begin to see the connectedness of all things. And notice that we are all one. Now, getting back to how we use Reiki in our everyday, we have a couple of more to go, and I think we're going to get them in. Reiki Healing Box. This is just a piece of karma attached to it. Anytime you channel Reiki, whether in person or distance, you receive a Reiki healing session as well. I love that you could send Reiki at any time to someone by placing them into your personal healing box. If you do not have one with you during your day, you can use an envelope or just write their name on a piece of paper and send Reiki to them. How do you do this? Write down the person's full name and age if available or location and what they need healing for. Place this into the healing box or in the palms of your hands and visualize the Reiki symbol for connection. If using a healing box, hold one hand on top, the other on the bottom so your palms are touching it. And when you feel the connection has been made, begin channeling Reiki and use your symbols if you feel they are needed. I love doing this. Sometimes I'll also take a piece of paper with the person's name and location, put it between my palms, and when I'm done with that, I will then hold that piece of paper over my heart for a minute or so to reinforce that with heart chakra energy. Reiki is a beautiful gift, such a giving gift. Such a gift of love. Next, Reiki in your workspace. Now, you may have a temperamental boss, a challenging coworker, or just a very chaotic office. what you can do is, if you work in a cubicle, it's always good, you can draw the first symbol right outside the door of your cubicle, so all that crazy chaotic energy doesn't come your way. Also, it'd be good to take a break. Take some sort of break in the day where you step outside into fresh air, or you're with some plants and just out in nature and just sit in your space. And take at least 3 deep breaths, close your eyes, and gently focus on the calmness you feel sitting in that environment and begin channeling Reiki. This session can last 5 minutes, but it is enough to give you a chance to catch your breath in the middle of a hex. Also, electronics and technology. Who would have thought that an ancient healing modality could help out with our modern technology? I've had to Reiki my computer, my cell phone, as I said earlier, my car. Reiki works great on inanimate objects. And I guess this is because it does not have the emotional choice, the object, to refuse the energy. Another good thing, use it for intense meetings and confrontations. Just draw the Reiki symbol where the meeting is going to be and let it flow, and just intend that Reiki energy will surround the meeting and the people in the meeting. And last but not least, Reiki is wonderful for relaxing and sleeping. So I hope you all have enjoyed these tips of how you could use Reiki and how Reiki can help you in your everyday life. And I look forward to joining you all again next week when my guest is going to be Leroy Maloof. Leroy is an energy practitioner and used to practice the Yuen method. Now he has his own method of healing and a new modality. We'll discuss that with him next week. I thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful night and a lovely weekend.